Mark chapter 15. And straightway in the morning, the chief priests held a consultation with the elders and scribes and the whole council, and bound Yahshua and carried him away and delivered him to Pilate. And Pilate asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" And he, answering, said to him, "You've said it." And the chief priests accused him of many things, but he did not answer anything. And Pilate asked him again, saying, "Do you answer nothing? Behold how many things they witness against you." But Yahshua yet answered nothing, so that Pilate marveled. Now at that feast he released to them one prisoner, whomsoever they desired. And there was one named Barabbas, which lay bound with them that had made insurrection with him, who had committed murder in the insurrection. And the multitude, crying aloud, began to desire him to do as he had ever done to them. But Pilate answered them, saying, "Will ye that I release to you the king of the Jews?" For he knew that the chief priests had delivered him for envy. But the chief priests moved the people that he should rather release Barabbas to them. And Pilate answered and said again to them, "What will ye then that I shall do to him whom you call the king of the Jews?" And they cried out again, "Execute him." And then Pilate said to them, "Why? What evil has he done?" And they cried out the more exceedingly, "Execute him." And so Pilate, willing to content the people, released Barabbas to them and delivered Yahshua, when he had scourged him, to be executed. And the soldiers led him away into the hall called Praetorium. And they called together the whole band, and they clothed him with purple and plaited a crown of thorns and put it on his head and began to salute him, "Hail, King of the Jews!" And they smote him on the head with a reed and did spit upon him and, bowing their knees, worshipped him. And when they'd mocked him, they took off the purple from him and put his own clothes back on him and led him out to execute him. And they compelled one Simon, a Cyrenian, who passed by, coming out of the country, the father of Alexander and Rufus, to bear his stake. And they bring him to the place Golgotha, which being interpreted is the place of a skull. And they gave him to drink wine mingled with myrrh, but he did not receive it. And when they had executed him, they parted his garments, casting lots upon them, whatsoever every man should take. And it was the third hour, and they executed him. And the superscription of his accusation was written over the top of the stake, "The King of the Jews." And with him they execute two thieves, the one on his right hand, the other on his left. And the scripture was fulfilled, which says, "Again he was numbered with the transgressors." And they that passed by railed on him, wagging their heads and saying, "Ah, you that destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself and come down from the stake." Likewise also the chief priests, mocking, said amongst themselves with the scribes, "He saved others, himself he cannot save. Let the Messiah, the King of Israel, descend now from the stake, that we may see and believe." And they that were executed with him reviled him. And when the sixth hour was come, there was darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour. And at the ninth hour, Yahshua cried with a loud voice, saying, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani," which is being interpreted, my El, why have you forsaken me?" And some that stood by, when they heard, said, "Behold, he calls Elijah." And one ran and filled a sponge full of vinegar and put it on a reed and gave him to drink, saying, "Let him alone, let's see whether Elijah will come to take him down." And Yahshua cried with a loud voice and died. And the veil of the temple was rent in two from the top to the bottom. And when the centurion, which stood next to him, saw that he so cried out and expired, he said, "Truly this man was the Son of Yahweh." There were also women looking on from afar, amongst whom was Miriam Magdalene, and Miriam the mother of Jacob, the less, and of Joseph, and Salome, who also, when he was in Galilee, followed him and ministered to him, and many other women which came up with him to Jerusalem. And now when the evening was come, because it was the preparation, that is, the day before the Sabbath, Joseph of Arimathea, an honorable counselor, which also waited for the kingdom of Yahweh, came and went in boldly to Pilate and craved the body of Yahshua. And Pilate marveled as if he were already dead, and calling to him the centurion, asked him whether he had been dead for any great time. And when he knew it of the centurion, he gave the body to Joseph. And he bought fine linen, and took him down, and wrapped him in the linen, and laid him in a sepulchre, which was hewn out of a rock, and rolled a stone into the door of the sepulchre. And Miriam Magdalene, and Miriam the mother of Joseph, beheld where he was laid. End of chapter 15.